at the end of the day, all of our employees really are patient advocates. And so we may not have all the answers to the questions that the patients are asking, but we can find out.
Welcome to the 3D Dentist Team podcast, The Dental Diaries, where we explore implementing the 3D dentist systems from a team perspective. Join me, Meredith, and my co-host, Aubrey, as we share insights on cultivating growth and support within your dental team.
Whether you're new to the dental field or a seasoned pro, our podcast dives into topics like effective team dynamics and patient care strategies. Expect engaging discussions and expert insights to elevate your dental practice.
So hit subscribe and join us on this journey to transform your practice with the 3D Dentist Team podcast, The Dental Diaries.
And like always, keep flossing and stay bossing. All right. Welcome back to the 3D Dentist Team podcast, The Dental Diaries. Today, I am joined by Melissa, one of our newest Sullivan Dental Partners team members. She is one of our patient concierges up at our front desk and just a beautiful smiling face for all of our patients to see and talk to when they come in or to hear her voice over the phone. So I wanted to take some time today to kind of dive into what it looks like to hire an employee that has no dental background, which is Melissa. So Melissa, talk to us a little bit about just, you know, your previous jobs and background before you decided to embark on a new dental career.
Absolutely. I have zero dental experience. I come from the business world, and so very marketing driven, numbers driven, slacks and blazers. And so coming into the dental world was slightly different because you trade in the slacks for scrubs, and that's a lot more comfortable.
I was going to say, were you excited about that?
I actually was. Yeah, I jumped on Amazon right after here, and I was like, okay, I'm doing scrubs. I have three scrubs, figs, and all the things.
Yep. So easy. It's just black every day.
Oh, it's so great.
Yeah. So you were working in like marketing and graphic design before, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And what had you gotten your, like you'd gone to school, gotten your degree. Is that what you got it in?
So it was in brick and mortar marketing.
Okay.
And then right outside of school, I was a 2020 graduate. And so everything, about it.
Yeah.
Like everything was digital. The world was shut down, the whole thing. I self-taught myself digital marketing and fell into that world a lot. And so through that, I learned anything from paid media to graphic design to social media and everything very surface level, but I was able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so my background is in more of the marketing space, and dental world is just something totally different.
Yeah. So I remember looking at your resume and seeing that, because one thing that, you know, I think on the employer side of things, when you're screening and sifting through resumes, obviously most of the time we look for experience. Well, in this situation, there was none, which was okay, because I think the marketing side of things stood out for us because we were trying to, you know, expand our social media and do anything we can to make sure we have a great website and just a good overall presence in the marketing and digital world. So I think that comes as like an added benefit, you know, in itself. But we also knew that just from that initial phone call conversation, really, we were looking for just a friendly face and voice for patients to see. And so that's immediately what I felt when I talked to you on the phone. So talk me through, do you remember just kind of the initial interview and like what your thoughts were? Was your head just totally spinning?
Honestly, yeah, I was nervous. I may have not come across that way over the phone, but I was like, this dental office is calling me back and I have no experience, but here we go. And
yeah.
I remember telling you like, hey, I'm eating a salad. It's lunchtime.
Yes. You're like, but now it's perfect. I was like, I'm jealous. I wish I was eating right now.
But then I kind of settled into it. I really enjoy people. And so whether that's over the phone or in person, I have a like retail background in customer service, and I love people.
Mm-hmm.
So talking on the phone, I was like, all right, and phone interview, here we go. And just went on with it.
Yeah. And that's what I remember just being great. And so it's been cool because it's not your marketing and graphic design, I'm sure, has helped you, you know, transition a little bit. But as far as like the day in and day out responsibilities right now, just so you guys know, Mel has been with us for we actually could be doing her 60-day review right now. Maybe that'll be the next podcast. But yeah, she's been with us 60 days and literally like she didn't know tooth numbers. She didn't know any dental terminology at all. So talk me through just, you know, some of those first few phone calls or just patient interactions. Okay. Was it weird? Were you nervous? Was it frustrating?
I think it was all the things. Mm-hmm. So I was nervous for sure because people were calling in with these like tooth issues and I had no idea. I was like, a front tooth is a front tooth. Is it top or bottom? I really don't know.
Sounds like a big deal.
I'm like, that sounds terrible. Let's get you it. Get you checked out. So that was a bit nerve-wracking. And 60 days in, it still kind of is.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm learning, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so just initially troubleshooting, you know, those phone calls and figuring out how to handle conversations and just who to direct them to, I think, was probably an initial, you know, just obstacle learning the workflows. But I remember telling Mel pretty early on, like, we don't want, because she was trying to look up like YouTube trainings and all of these dental courses and learning her tooth numbers. And we kept saying, like, Mel, we honestly don't want you to know any of that. Like, yes, obviously you'll learn it over time and we want you to have a general understanding, but we want to communicate with patients in a way that really you are already communicating with. Or in that same, you know, style, because we want it to be as simple and in layman's terms as possible. Mm-hmm. So was that, like, did you feel like that made sense at the time when we were saying that, or does it make sense now?
It makes sense now. I think in the front end, I was nervous and just trying, like, to do my job. And, like, the first weekend especially, I'm like, okay, I got to know all the things right away.
Mm-hmm.
And so it took a lot of repetition to be like, no, we literally want you to do customer service, patient forward first, and then the learning will come with time. And it didn't click with me at first, but now 60 days in, I'm like, okay, I really don't have to know all the things. I didn't go to dental school. And so
yeah.
I need to be
like an advocate for the patient.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. It's funny. I was just talking with Jess, but it's the same thing in the treatment coordinator role. Like at the end of the day, all of our employees really are patient advocates. And so we may not have all the answers to the questions that the patients are asking, but we can find out, you know, and that's on the customer service side of things. That's really what we're just trying to empathize with the patient based on whatever's going on, because a lot of times when they call, you know, it's for panic situations or even something that maybe isn't a true emergency, but they're just alarmed for some reason. Kind of empathizing with them, figuring out what's going on, getting as much information as possible, which you've gotten so great at. Like if I could be in Mel's head and just, I feel like it's a ping pong ball bouncing around in there trying to figure out what's going
on. Yeah, it's just back and forth.
Yeah. But yeah, empathizing first, getting as much information as possible. And then I think what's helped in the training process has been giving them a timeline of when you'll get back with them.
Yeah. And that has helped a lot. I wasn't perfect at that. And still, I'm not always perfect. No one's perfect.
Yeah. None of us are.
So being able to like give a timeline, they're a lot more understanding and there's a lot less pushback.
Yeah.
Where it's like, well, when are you going to get in touch? When is the doctor going to get in touch? We can say end of day, all the things, whenever they're available. But yeah, it definitely has helped a lot.
Yeah. And I know you talked a little bit about at first, like the patient sensing that you weren't confident in the responses. So I think that timeline even helps give you the confidence of like, I may not know the answer, but what I can tell you is I will find out an answer for you by the end of the day or by lunch or whatever, you know, it is.
Oh, yeah. And it relieves that pressure on both ends. Mm-hmm. Like it relieves the pressure from the patient's end to be able to be like, well, now do I have to follow up? And will like all the questions that come along with like, well, when will they be in contact with me?
Mm-hmm.
And then it frees up my end where it takes some of the pressure off of me to say, okay, I don't have to have an answer right away.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a challenge initially at first because I wanted to have all the answers, but I didn't.
Yeah.
So being able to say like, hey, by end of day, we'll get this response for you really helped.
Yeah. No, I think that's been a great way to kind of rein in your thoughts too, so that you're not, like you said, having to dig through, oh my goodness, there's all these chart notes and this note says one thing and this note says another. And then maybe they have a balance and then they've got a planned appointment that maybe I should schedule that, but they haven't been in for a cleaning in forever. So It's like the thought process again. So what would you say would be some things that you feel like have been helpful in the first 60 days, you know, with training and onboarding? What are some things that maybe would be helpful? Again, we can do your evaluation right now if you'd like. But just, I think it's always nice for the doctors to hear, or, you know, office leaders too, for on the hiring side of things, what's been good that has helped set you up for success?
Patience. It's been
like not dental patients,
yes,
but
yeah.
With a CE.
I forget because dental world, you have actual patients. No, like patients with me being so new to the world, I believe like this team has been really patient with me and receiving feedback of like, I don't know, can you explain what a chart note is for me? Mm-hmm. And just fully taking them back to the first day of dental school of not knowing anything either.
Yeah.
It's definitely helped. Like,
I think patience is a good way to, you know, phrase it, or a good way to summarize it in one word, because it's true. Like, we get so stuck in going through the motions on our end that we forget, we think we may be training, but saying really quickly to do something when you're like you said, what's a chart note?
Yeah.
I don't even know what a chart note is to do a chart note. So it really helps the employer side, like, kind of snap out of it and go back to the basics too.
Yeah. And it's helped a few times when I've screwed up, because let's be honest, I definitely have screwed up. People are like, okay, this is a coaching moment for you, and be like, hey, is this a good time for a coaching moment? And the words coaching really puts it in perspective for me. I was an athlete like once upon a time ago. So like, okay, they're not giving me negative feedback of any kind. They're coaching me on how to do my job better.
Yeah.
And that, I think, is a positive word or phrase that you can use to help with a new team member, especially who's not in the dental world.
Yeah, for sure. Because it's not personal. Like, at the end of the day, we know that you're an amazing human. Yeah. It's just helping you learn, you know, the roles. And I think that that's something that's interesting, because anytime we start out in a new role, or, you know, even level up in a within the same office, it comes with just foreign concepts, you know. So we all naturally want to be great at everything, but we know that if we're leveling up and getting comfortable being uncomfortable, then we're not going to be perfect at everything. So that coaching and feedback really is critical. So I'm glad that that has stood out for you. And I do think, you know, versus coming around the corner and saying like, hey, you did this, this, and this wrong. It's like, hey, can I show you how we could have handled this differently? Or can I give you some feedback on this?
Yeah.
I think at the 3D dentist world, we talk a lot about just permission and choice. And so that's something I think is really helpful too. Like, we all have our days. So sometimes if, you know, it's not a good day, or Mel's gotten feedback from all 35 employees at Sullivan Dental Partners that day, maybe it's not a good time for me to come pile on. But just coming up and saying like, hey, Mel, is it okay? Is now a good time for us to touch base on a couple of things? Or is now a good time for me to give you some coaching input? And I think that that permission is really important, because sometimes, like I said, if we're not in the right headspace to receive it, then it's not going to land well either. Okay. So I think the permission is helpful.
Yeah, and it's very appreciative on my end, because some days, like, patients are coming in left and right, and there's coaching going on left and right.
Constantly, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, this really isn't a good time, but sure, let's go for it.
Yeah.
But that's just my own.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I think you're great. One thing that makes you so great in the role that you're in is that I'm still convinced that it's a permanent game face. Like, you always have a smile on your face. I've never seen, I don't know what Mel looks like with a not smiling face, but she's great at it. So on the hiring side of things, like, that's exactly what we wanted, was like a friendly face that was a ray of sunshine and positivity. Because so many patients, like, when we think about people coming into the dental world or dental offices, like, they're a nervous wreck. They don't want to be here. They're in pain. There's just a lot of emotions going on. So sometimes we become numb to that, and I think it's important for us to zoom out and think like, hey, the best person, they may not have any dental experience, but is somebody that can sit at the front and be just immediately comforting when somebody walks through the door. So, Mel, kudos to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you've been with us 60 days.
Yes.
So, I mean, gosh, can you even wrap your mind around what life may look like when you've been here a year?
To count the waves. In the last 60 days, I've learned certain tooth numbers, but not like to be able to say like, hey, number 15 has X, Y, and Z. You need to bone graph. And that's really all I can.
Honestly, that was impressive though.
Thank you.
Yeah, that sounded so natural.
Thank you so much. I'm practicing. But I think a year from now, I would hope that I've at least, like, on the customer service side, been able to adequately give, I don't know, patients reassurance. And I know in the first 60 days, I've been able to do that. And that's been really fulfilling. But 1 year from now, I would like to do that clinically as well.
Mm-hmm.
And be able to say, yes, I understand that you are needing a hybrid. It is kind of terrifying, but we're going to get through this. And we're all a team. We're all working together. I don't know what goes into a hybrid. I'm only 60 days in. But, you know, a year from now, who knows?
She's using phrases like hybrid and we're going to get through this. So that's all that matters. Yeah, yeah. No, I think it's sweet, too, because the more that you've been here, the longer you've been here, the more faces you'll get to know. And so you've probably already seen that, you know, with people that are going through treatment and stuff. But people get to know you and you'll get to know them. And it'll be you just cutting up with patients as they're coming and going and really having more of like a conversation around their visits. And so I think that's really when it becomes fun, is when you've got patients popping in and like cutting jokes and, yeah, you know, you're getting to know them. Oh, yeah. So I think that'll be really fulfilling for you as well. So I think all of this to say, like on the hiring side, I think hiring and training a new non-dental team member, it has its, like, I don't want to say pros and cons or challenges, but what I would say is it's really is a great way for the team to zoom out and calibrate together, because ultimately what we don't want is to be communicating with patients in the technobabble, you know, way and with all of our dental terms. And so we use MEL quite a bit when we're, you know, going through pictures. Like, we had a team training not long ago. And what did you say Dr. Sully asked?
Oh, he had asked, it was a tooth, I don't know, like an x-ray of some kind. And instead of like asking the room what they saw clinically, he said, Mel, what do you see? And I said, oh, it's a black hole. Like, that's the best I got.
Yeah. But that's exactly what, like, that's what patients see. So ultimately, when we're doing our team trainings and trying to dial in, like, how we're communicating with patients, Mel's a great resource because we're like, Mel, what do you see? And she says black holes. So that's what we say to the patient. So it really is just a good reminder that, like, we don't have to be the smartest, you know, person in the world to get a patient to do dentistry. Ultimately, what we're trying to convey is that there is something going on. And we have the solution for it. Would you like to move forward with this, you know, and be proactive rather than waiting for it to blow up on you? And that's without any dental terminology at all. And anybody really can convey that. So I think it's been cool to have Mel on our team and just as a nice gauge for our team.
Yeah, I love being here.
Yeah, that's great.
And then on the training side of things, I love doing 30, 60, and 90 day check-ins. Yes, it's for feedback as well, but it's really for us to gauge how have we done with training her. Like, ultimately, if she's not succeeding, that's a reflection of us. So I want to make sure that we're checking in as routinely as we can. You know, our team leads are going up to her and making sure she's getting support. She feels like she can come back and ask questions when she has them. But those 30-day and 60-day and 90-day check-ins, I think, are really critical. And so often, you know, gosh, 30 days flies by. Yeah. I can't believe we're at 60 days. And so making time for it is, I think, really important on the onboarding side of things. So if you're an office leader or doctor, I would definitely encourage you to just add that into your routine. Try thinking of any other corporate role. Like, I mean, businesses have entire like month-long or 6-month-long and 8-year-long programs for training. And for some reason in the dental world, we think we can just throw somebody in and send them on their way and think that they're great and know everything. And so that really isn't setting ourselves up for success or the team member. So Mel, what do you feel like has been helpful with the onboarding side of things with those reviews?
Yeah, y'all answer every question and any question, no matter how dumb it sounds.
No dumb questions.
Very true.
Yeah.
That is correct. And I feel comfortable. That's another thing. I feel comfortable to pop in like your office or to Slack Dr. Sully or whatever it is, ask like any team member a question, and they're more than willing to help teach me in a moment or get me questions answered that I needed. And feeling comfortable is like huge in a practice of that openness to be able to say, hey, I'm new here. Can I grab a hygienist, a doctor's assistant, a dental assistant, whoever, and they would be willing to help me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I think what's been neat too to see with Mel is that you're like, there's retention too. So like when you're asking questions, it would be one thing if the questions that you're asking are the same questions, but that's when I think it's cool to see the progress, because we would know quickly if it wasn't going to be a good fit, if you weren't absorbing the information and if you were viewing things as a checklist. But because you're really trying to learn and you're taking the time to like slow down and get the details, I think that goes a long way. And so, yeah, just seeing you absorb everything like a sponge and ask questions and then send her thought process too. Like, She's been great at, we have a lot of different communication tools in our office. We use walkie-talkies, we use Slack, and then we have Open Dental, so we'll send tasks back and forth as well. But she'll get as much information as she possibly can, like think to ask, which is so helpful. And then it helps her connect the dots too, so that the next phone call that she has that's similar to that, she can then handle it. And I think that's what's been really neat, whether you see it or not. I think that there's been a lot of progress there.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would say takeaways for just hiring a non-dental team member. Like Mel said, patience is important in the beginning. We talk about this a lot, but I think creating a safe space to fail. So knowing like Mel is not going to answer every question correctly, nor should she. We would be crazy to think that she would. But letting her and giving her the autonomy to figure out how to handle those conversations and then learning from them, I think is huge. And then really just having those routine check-ins, I think are super important. You got anything else you would add to that, Mel?
Honestly, no, you killed it.
That was great.
Well, we've been so happy to have you on board. I think, like I said, I think it was you were a slam dunk hire, even though you were, like you said, your head was spinning when you were like, what have I gotten myself into?
Yeah.
But I'm excited to see, you know, how your role evolves in the next several months. And yeah, just where we go together.
I know. I'm so pumped for it. Like a year from now, I'm going to learn all the things, hopefully.
Yeah, all the things. She even like, I mean, gosh, she came to me the other day and she was like, hey, what is this sleep study we keep dispensing? Like, I don't know anything about it, but I'm so intrigued and interested. Can I watch? And I was like, yeah, come on. So, I mean, I think that too, just having that level of curiosity goes a long way because, I mean, ultimately, if you're not asking questions and you're not going to be learning, you know, what we offer, and for you to be the first person that patients see, and the last person that patients see, I think that the more information and knowledge that you do have and gain over time is really valuable.
Oh, yeah.
So hopefully this was helpful to you guys. We, like I said, have loved having Mel on board at Sullivan Dental Partners. So hopefully it's encouraging to you guys that all of your employees do not have to have a ton or any dental experience. All you really need is a beautiful and friendly voice. And it goes a long way. Look at her. She looks just sitting there so perfectly. But thanks for tuning in. Make sure if you've got any questions, feel free to drop us some messages or comments. Follow Mel. She's amazing as well. And then don't forget to keep flossing and stay bossing.